Must say, I had tremendous hanoah from the drushes. And they put in perspective a little bit, a lot, the quintessential aspects of the Avodas Hayom of Chanukah. But I think a time, Chanukah, as we'll see, it's a Yontif of Nister. It's a Yontif of a Gilui. Like was said, of Chayshech, it's the Eir being Deicha the Chayshech, the Eir of the Menorah, the Eir HaGonuz of Torah, which is Gonuz in the Eir of the Menorah, which lights up the Chayshech of the Golus. So it's incumbent upon all of us to try on Chanukah to understand a little bit more Ba'imik than usual, to be Misamek and Misamek, to understand the Yesedis of Chanukah a little bit. Pasuk in Daniel, Perk Yud, Psukim Zayin, Ches, Zev Roisi, Ani Daniel, Levadi, Es Hamare, and it goes on, Vchule, Veloi Nishar, Bi, saw a certain Mare, Veloi Nishar, Bi, Kayach, it drained out all my strength, Vehoidi, Nepach, Olai, Lamashchis, and my Hoid was Nepach, Lamashchis, was destroyed. If you look weiter in the Psukim there in Daniel, it's clearly evident, it's Mavur Lehedya, that where was this Haydi Nepach Olai Lamashchis, this Haydi Nepach Lamashchis, that's Yovan. Tzorish al Yovan comes, that's because of Yovan, Xeris of Yovan. This is from where the Makar is that they say, again, this is very tifa in Yanim, which we're just scraping the surface, just what we can learn from it that's Negeya us. That it's a begia, there's a midah of haid, and it's a begia in this midah called haid. Now, what haid means, again, what the oimek of haid means, I have no clue. But what we can understand from it, what there are makairis to understand on our type of a level, and what tells us from that, what the avodah of Chanukah is for us, that we can understand the shtikl. We have to understand what is exactly lefi erkeinu, we have to understand what's the kavanah of haid. And what does it mean that Yavon b'miyuchad, that Yavon b'miyuchad was pegeya, this thing called Haid. In the pasuk, Vayivosu Yaakov Levade, Vayivavik Ishimoy, says Vateka Kafirechay, Vateka Kafirech Yaakov Behayovka Imoy. So the Medrash Rabbah there says, what is the Kafirechay that was Nifga? Al Yidei, sorry, Shal Esav, Noga b'tzadikim u'b'tzidkoniyos, sha'asidin lamoid mimenu. Nira wasn't able to be pegeya in Yaakov per se, in Yaakov himself, but the kafirecha connotes that he was pegeya in the tzadikim and tzidkoniyos, sha'asidin lamoid mimenu. Ve'ezeze, and whatever you're referring to, Chazal says, Zedoyre Shal Shmad. Doyre Shal Shmad, Gzeiris of Shmad. The first Gzeira of Shmad. And the example of a Gzeira of Shmad is the Gzeira of Yavan. The Gzeira of Shmad. That means the Gzeira, the Doris of Shmad, that they're going to have these things is something which was predestined to a certain extent. It's going to be, there are going to be, that was coming somehow off the Pegeya in Yaakov. It couldn't be Pegeya in Yaakov, but he was able to be Pegeya in the future Doris. The Zayar in Parshas Truma. So the Zayar says, what does it mean? Poga. This is the Chafetz Chaim Alter. Poga betamchin deraisa. He wasn't able to be pegeya in Yaakov Avinu himself. Tamchin deraisa. Those who are taimchet, not in the loim de teira, but in the taimchet teira. So that we should also attempt to understand what's this exact. What's the nature of this begia which manifests itself in a derashmad or in tamchin deraisa. And how does that fit in, this Pegi of Doris HaShmad, with the events, how are we to view the events of Chanukah, that preceded Chanukah and the Melchama, and the Nesed of Pach HaShem, and how are we to view that in light of this Pegi of the Doris HaShmad? Like, Kanira Chanukah, what they did is a tikkun for that cause of the Doris HaShmad. So you have to understand exactly how that works. So first, let's understand. Now, there are two terms which are used together very often. And they can mistakenly, they mean l'chayr the same thing. Haid and hadar. I guess loosely you would translate either of them splendor. I don't know any bigger words. But splendor. Right? Splendor. Hayd. What's the difference between Hayd and Hagar and Hadar? So the Goyin, the Gros speaks about this in two places. This gives us already a definition. What does it mean, Had? A simple definition, not the Kabbalistic definition. The Goyin says in Mishlei, the Goyin says that Hayd is Hatoiv Hapnimi Shemimenu Hadras Haponim. Hayd is the Hayd Hapnimi, the inner splendor, which manifests, which is the outgrowth of which is Hadar. Hadar is the external beauty which emanates from the core internal beauty, which is called Hayd. Hayd v'Hadar. That's what he says in one place, and he says something a little bit different in another place in Divrei Hayomim, which is, but the Yesod is the same. In Divrei Hayomim, the Goyin says, in Divrei Hayomim, he says that Hayd is Hayoyfi ha'atzmi k'may oir hachama, and Hadar is Hayoyfi habom me'acherim k'noyga, like the light hayoreach shemekabel min hashemesh. Hayd is like the oir hachama, and Hadar is the R of the thing. Meaning, putting them both together, what that means is you have everything. When you see the light in the Yereach, you don't see the sun giving the light in the Yereach. You see the light, right? You see that R. You see the Chitzayni. Putting the two things together, you see the outer. The outer beauty is nothing. It's the Yesod. It's caused by an inner splendor that causes it. That's the Hayd. Hayd is the inner beauty of it, which manifests itself externally in Hadar. That's what Hayd and Hadar is. What Hayd and Hadar is. You have it, we say, Hadar Kevayd Haydecha. Hadar is the Kevayd, is the beauty and the covet of the Hayd. Right? Hadar is the external manifestation of the Hayd. That's Hadar Kevayd Haydecha. That's touching up. Apostle can tell him. What does that mean in terms of the Bria? What does that mean in terms of the Rabbeinu Shalalom? So let's see. There's a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Ches, but Masnita Tana, learned in a Brisa, Mishmei de Rabbi Kiva. These are the seven Midas, Lecha Hashem, Agdula, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Chayid. These are all these seven things, which again, above our pay grade. But Masnita Tana, Mishmei de Rabbi Kiva, Lecha Hashem, Agdula, Zukriyas Yamsuf, Vagivura Zumakas Bechiris, Vatiferes Zumatan Taira, Vanetzach Zu Yerushalayim, Vihahoid Zebes HaMikdash. Now, in light of how the Gro touches up Hoid, let's understand what that means. That means, what's in the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash is the makom where hidden in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't put your finger on it, but that's the kviyas where you have the Shechinah. Where you have the whole world is Ratzon Hashem, right? The Shechinah, the koyach of that Rabbeinu, the thing that makes the world is the Shechinah that's in the Mikdash. That's the Hayd, and all of the Karbonis and all of the Avodas of the Mikdash are meant to bring out from the koyach of the Hayd the Hadar, which is the beauty of the Bria, and that the whole Bria is one big Shira to the Rabbeinu Shalalem to bring Ratzon Hashem to the Bria. So the innermost part of the Bria is the Shechina in the Mikdash, which comes out to the Hadar of which is the Bria. That's what the Mikdash is, Hadar, in the sense that Hadar is the main light, which makes the light go out and reflects, and any light out of that is coming from there. The Mikdash is the light for the entire world. That's what it means. And all the Avodah in the Mikdash is to be Meir Ba'olam, this Ayur Pnimi that you have in the Mikdash. Now, and have to understand something else. The more, there's just a klal, I think, here. The more muster something is, right, the more of the kayach it is in the kayach hapnimi, the more pnimi it is, the more things out there are out of that for this to be the cause of. Right? If this thing is on the cause and effect line, if this thing is here, so then it's only the cause of everything from there on, right? The more muster it is, totally beyond, we can't see it at all, anything from there and on is a result of that. So the Shechinah, that's why, where's the Shechinah? the Shechina. If you want to talk about the holiest place is the Kodesh Kadoshim. If you want to talk in that sense, where is that? That's covered. Kohen Gadol goes in once a year. That's in the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Eir of Torah, where's the Eir of Torah Shebal Peh? Kodesh Baruch Hu was Gainez, the Eir of Amarisha and Gonza. Where in the Eir of the Menorah? Right, it's Gonza in the Eir of the Menorah. You don't see it. You see the Eir of the Menorah. You don't see the Torah that was Gonza in there. The Ratzon Hashem is that Kayach Yisrael Vayraisev Kutshavrich was the Torah. That it's Gonza. It's all hidden in there. It's the hidden thing which emanates, which causes the entire world to be Ratzon Hashem, to abide by the Ratzon Hashem. And that's the world when it's running as it's meant to be run. Now, every person is a world in and of himself. Right? The Mikdash also, if you learn the Mikdash properly, it corresponds to a mensch also, different chalokim of the Mikdash, like different chalokim of a person. So now a person also has hodah, right? You say a hadras panim of a person. What's the hoid of a person? Where is the what's the hoid of a person? Let's take this idea of hoid. Where does this hoid? What's the hoid of a mensch? What's the hoid? The hoid of a person is every person was vayipach ba'apav nishmas elikim chayim, right? Chazal say man de nofach, midilei nofach. It's ki'ilu. You have the breath of the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, right? In each person, deep in the person, in the neshama that resides in the mensch, you have the Ratzon Hashem, which is nothing more than Ratzon Hashem to do what the Rabbeinu Shalaylam says. That's the hayd of the person. It's from there that the oyer of the person comes out. If you are in contact with that hayd, and that hayd is allowed to have that effect, right? What does that hayd do? To do the Ratzon Hashem. So you're megala the Ratzon Hashem in the entire Bria, and the entire Bria becomes now hadar. You become hudar. Hadras panim is reflective. It's not just the guy happens to have a nice beard, right? It's a certain chayn and a certain thing that emanates from the kedusha of the person, from the hayd which is inside the person, comes out the hayd. So the hayd, in terms of a person, is the innermost nekuda, which is a total hisbatlus to the Rabbi. That be'etzim, what we're meant to be doing is mizbatal to the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, and that creates the brit, that manifests itself externally in the beauty of the brit. That's what hayd is. So far, that's. So the hayd is that a person has nothing, then it's all the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Now, what does that mean? This hayd is an interesting thing. Hayd has to do with haydo. I'll have the mocker for that, again, taking it in a simple sense, it's a tikkuni azayir. Says like this, Bahu Zimna, this is when David HaMelech, the kina, what talking instruments, the kinar of David HaMelech, Bahu Zimna Isar David, David would wake up the kinar, the inay menagin me'elov, and it plays by itself, Ba'asara Mine Negunim. 10 songs were programmed into the computer of this kinar. 10 songs. The 8th of them, not stam, Timna Behaido. The 8th is Haido. The 8th one is Haido. Ubei, and with that one, have a Meshabeach David Haidu Lashem. Vido, and this is Haid. So Haido and Haid, you put together. David HaMelech was Haido to the Rabbi Nishalaylam, and Vido Haid. And that's Haid. And that's Haid. Ve'ihu, what is that? Haid, when do you see this Haid? Timnaya Yoime de Chanukah. The 8 days of Chanukah. The 8 days of Chanukah, when did they come? The 8 days of Chanukah, this is Yadua. The 25th, right? At 24 days preceded. What's 24 days? Arba Esrim V'arba Yoimin De'inun Baruch Shem Kvayd Malchusa Elo'ilam Voed. Baruch Shem Kvayd Malchusa Elo'ilam Voed is 24 letters. It's 24 letters. We'll see what that means. It's not just a number game. And then you come to Chof Hei, right? And what's on Chof Hei? Once you say Baruch Shem Kvayd Malchusa, that what's on Chof Hei, which is the Hoid of the Chanukah that starts, what's the Chof Hei? 25 letters. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You get the Kabbalah, so what does that mean? Yichud of the Rabbeinu Shalom, that there's nothing else of the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Avod of Chanukah, the Hoid is Haido. What does it mean? What is Hoid? Haido of Ihu Hoid. We're talking about the person. David HaMelech, the Haido of David HaMelech. What's the Haid? The Haid is, what's Haido? I'm made that it's not mine, right? Haido is baldin kamei eitum domi. It doesn't mean shvach. What does the shvach of Haido mean? Haido, I'm made that it's not mine, it's all yours. You're being, what does it mean? You're made Haido to the Rabbi Nishalem. Shvach va Haido. Haido is I'm made that nothing's mine, it's all yours, the Rabbi Nishalem. It has the same Shoirish, and the same taich is Haidos Baldin. Haidah and Haid by a person are one and the same. A Haidah that there's nothing to you, that anything physical that emanates is nothing in its own right, and it all comes just from Ratzon Hashem, that's Haid. That is the Haid of the person, that the person is just Ratzon Hashem. That's what a person is meant to be. That's what a person is meant to be. That's what it means. What's the Haidah? That it's just the Rabbeinu Shel Olam with an Havayd of Baruch Shem Kveid Malchusa. You come to the Yichud, Yichud Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. That's it. It's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Echad, that's it. Nothing more than that. That's what there is. That's Chonu Chof Hei. That's when they have An Chof Hei. When they got to the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, that's a Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. A pure, unadulterated Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Now, as was stated earlier, the direct steerer to that is Yavan. The Nekuda of Yavan was, so what is Klal Yisrael? Everything, the beauty of everything physical is coming from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam inside, from this Kayach HaPnimi of this Haid of the person, from the Haid in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? The Yavanim said, ain't no such thing. What you see is what you get. It's not coming from anything. What did they want to do? We want the Oyer HaPnimi to shine forth, to cause the Oyer of the Chama to light the Oyer HaLavana of the world. The Haid is the Oyer HaChama, like the Goyen said, and the Hodor is the Oyer HaLavana. And what did the Yavanim say? The Yavanim say they want that Oyer extinguished. There's no Oyer HaPnimi. Everything is what you see. That's why Chayshech Zu Yavan. They want to extinguish that Oyer HaPnimi. There's the Oyer HaPnimi, which is that Ratzon Hashem is batlis to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Yavanim say there's no such thing. That is, AKA, Gzeiras Hashmad. What's Gzeiras Hashmad? Not I want to take your money. It's not I want to take your covet. It's not I want to take anything. Shmad is your essence. I want to take away your essence. Your essence is that you're connected to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You're connected because of your haid is the haidah, that everything is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's. Shmad is taking that away. That's the Gzeiras Hashmad. That's the Gzeiras Hashmad. Now, the Sori Shel Esav came to Yaakov Avinu. He couldn't do it to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, like we've spoken many times, was above all that. Yaakov Avinu was shalem to the extent that he wasn't vulnerable. It couldn't affect Yaakov Avinu himself. Because Yaakov Avinu had no real contact with the physical world. But the future Dairis will have contact with the future, with the physical world. So there will be the Kayach. The Sori Shel Esav wants to take away the singularity of Yaakov. The singularity of Yaakov is the hisbatlus to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Later, there will be Gzeiras Hashmad. In the later Dairis, that they are susceptible to that. That's the Gzeiras Hashmad, and that's what Yavan. What's the tikkun to that? You have to go back as deep as possible into what the core of what you are, and be meshabed that totally to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, a total haidah that nothing is mine, it's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to the nth degree, pure. Once it's pure, they have no kayach anymore. Then they have no kayach anymore. That's the Chashmonaim ending. What did they do? They went to Milchama. Now think about it. Any rational person, right, if you would look at the odds and you'd look at the amount of people fighting, would never have gone to war with the Yavanim. Like Rabin Biyad Ma'atim is an understatement, right? Like no one in real, if you were placing any importance whatsoever in the physical world, no one in their right mind would go to war. Why would you go to war? You're so greatly outnumbered. There's no point. It's a lost battle. The Teretz is, it looks that way, and it is, right? But everything we have is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam doesn't make a difference if there's 10 or 10 million of them. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference if we're one or if we're 100 million. So that's the ultimate hisbatlus to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If any, if reality, if quote, the real world were playing any role by them, there's no way in the world they would have gone to that Milchama. Going to that Milchama of a Rabin Biyad Ma'atim is a raya of the purity of their commitment to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that they're totally in this battle to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's that. The Pach HaShemen, right? So, everybody in Drushes, as you heard yesterday, and you have plenty of days yet to hear, yeah, Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, and they should be Oynes, and this and that, all good kashas. With a lot of terutzin. Bottom line? Let me ask you a question. If you're in a matzav in the physical world where you haven't got it, so then you have to do something, so you do that, right? But is there still a question that the ideal thing is to bring it b'tayra? What does that mean? if I were in a real spiritual level, on a higher level, of course what's meant to be is it's meant to be brought betara. Right? You're in the world, you have to deal with matzavim. Sometimes you don't have it, you only have it betumah. You have to do it like this, you have to do it like that. Right? But if the tikkun of the Chashmonaim is meant to be a total akira of any koyach of Yovan and Misyavnim, of any koyach of chepping, of being pegeya in that koyach apnimi that you have, to be totally devoid of anything other than the Ribbono Shel Olam, so you're taking yourself, what does that mean? You are better, you're above that, you're different. There's no makom for the physical, there's nothing, it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. In that world, there's one thing, Shem and Tar. In that world, you're not. The other thing is psharas. It's in this world. You have to bring it, so you have and you haven't this matzav. But here, it's a rededication of what? It's a rededication of their internal koyach, that they are their very existence and their identity. That you are the Rabbi Nishalayim. You are koyach from the Rabbi Nishalayim v'zeu. Koyach from the Rabbi Nishalayim v'zeu. So then it has to be Shem and Tov. There's no makom Shem and Tov. Shem and Tov. By Rabbi Nishalayim, there's no Shem and Tov. It's all Shem and Tov. It's all Shem and Tov. That's the tikkun and the Gzeiras Hashma. Tamchim Derais is also the same type of idea. Couldn't be Pagei and Yaakov for the aforementioned reasons. More than that, and any loymeid Torah, any person who's Dovuk in Torah, is Dovuk in the Eitzachayim of Torah, this desire. So Mamela, you're Dovuk in the Eitzachayim of Torah. So again, you're inoculated. You're immune to any effects of a Yavan, right? But the Taimchei Torah, they have tremendous kavanas and they support Torah greatly. But how do they support Torah? They have an ongoing daily contact with the physical world, with the outside world. They have a contact with that, and they're doing good with it. They're doing good at Tamchin Deraisa. The second you have that point of contact with that world, you already are susceptible. You have that contact where they can get to you and be pegeya chas v'shalom in your ear. They can be pegeya in that. You can have a shmat. So the gzeira, anyone be pegeya in, who's vulnerable to tamchen derais and not the lame deter? So that's what Chanukah was about. Chanukah is about a rededication in the most nisterdiko, and what's the ness, and what came back to Hadlocha, shaman of the menorah, right? So what was the thing? The koyach in the very depths, the koyach apnimi of Hoyd. That's what Chanukah was about. Where's the most koyach apnimi in the Beis HaMikdash? That's why it involved Shemen. The Oyer HaGonus, the Oyer HaKadosh is Chatzitz, it's in the Kadosh Kadoshim, it's separated, but it's there, right? The Oyer HaGonus is, by definition, Gonus, right? That's why it's called Oyer HaGonus, right? The Oyer HaGonus is Gonus. That's the most hidden thing. If you work on the hidden part of you, the depth of what you are, the midah keneged midah, is your zeicha to that Torah. Your zeicha to rekindle against the chayshach of Diovan, that oir haganus, that oir of Torah, that koyach, which is ganus, because that is the Torah, the koyach of the world is coming from there. That's the Rebbeinu was by istakel by Raisu or by Alma. You become connected to that al yedei the fact that you're misbatal to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that's what Chanukah is about. And that's what Chanukah is about. Now, it's interesting. We say at the end, right, Dechei Admoin B'tzel Tzalmoin. You know what it means? What's B'tzel Tzalmoin? B'tzel Tzalmoin is Gate Tzalmovis. It's the depths of Gehenna. Dechei Admoin B'doicha Edoim. That's Raimi. That's our present goal is. B'doicha Edoim to the depths of Gehenna. That's Dechei Admoin B'tzel Tzalmoin. It's not just a song. Dechei Admoin B'tzel Tzalmoin. There's a special Hadgosha here. First of all, because it's the long gullus that we have, but more than that, what's it all about? What's it all about? Where did the gzeira of Yavon come from? What gave Yavon the koyach to make this gzeira? If I take a kafierech Yaakov Avinu al yedehu, al yedei Sori Shel Esav, right? The Yavon came with a koyach to be pegeya in Klal Yisrael mikoyach Sori Shel Esav. What's the tefillah? The tefillah is overcome Esav and Sarei Shel Esav, right? And undo that begin and strengthen yourself that you should be immune from that, that the hoid should not be nifka at all, that your innermost mitzias, which is your real mitzias, from which everything is a result, it should be pure like it's supposed to be and like it was. That's Tchei Admai. Edom. That means that koyach that came from Edom, that gives Yavon that koyach to be machshich einayim with the gzeiros, to chas v'sholem be menatik that kesher to the hoid, from the hoder to the hoid, from the chama to the levana. That's the tefillah that it should be. Tchei admein b'tzel tzalmein hakim lo neroy yeshiva is the shiva saroyim. Should be zeichem herim yamein.